I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal. It's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno.
And I'm Natalie Morris. Welcome to a special episode as we reflect on 1 year since England won gold at the Commonwealth Games in Australia.
On the 15th of April last year, this happened.
She'll have it again! Helen Housby to take the gold medal!
They've done it!
England have done it! England have done it! They have made history! They have snatched the gold medal from Australia! They have taken it! They have taken it!
I just don't even have any words. What just happened?
I was lucky enough to be at that incredible final match and spoke to Amma Ugbaezi after the game.
Amma, you have a gold medal around your neck. This is bloody amazing. How do you feel?
I can't believe it. I've got hardly any voice, so I'll speak very close to your microphone.
Just tell me, how are you feeling throughout that game? It was just so close throughout the entire thing, but you got the victory. How do you?
Yeah, I actually felt quite cool, quite chilled out, like for the whole game. I think I remember in the last quarter looking at the score when we were four down, and I just remembered back to yesterday and thought we came through worse yesterday and we won. So I actually felt quite comfortable. Yesterday I was shouting and I felt quite stressed on the bench, but today not so much. So just can't believe we've won.
And really, it's so historic. A, you've made the finals. B, you have the gold medal. You beat Australia at home in front of their home crowd. Like, everything about it is just historic. And what's that like?
It's phenomenal. I just can't believe it, but I keep saying this medal's just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup next year, and so this is for today and for what's happened previously. So actually we've got to start doing more homework and do more work, because it's hard to stay in the gold medal position. So there's more to come. Well, I hope there's more to come, but we've got a lot of work to do.
What, how are you, what are you going to do to celebrate?
I don't know. I think I'm not going to do nothing.
Relax.
Yeah, nice to have a little break, but everyone's got netball, Super League and stuff to get back to, so maybe take a couple of days to relax and then probably just straight back into training so that we can be conditioned to play domestic competition. But yeah, just happy.
Congratulations, Commonwealth Games champion.
Has a nice ring to it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
An emotional Jade Clark, who is celebrating more than one outstanding achievement, spoke to me afterwards.
Congratulations, you finally got a gold medal around your neck. How do you feel?
It just feels unreal. I cannot believe like what we've done. I don't think it's too big to comprehend at the minute. But just so happy to do this group of girls. We've stuck together through thick and thin. So it's just the most amazing day of my life.
Your campaign was absolutely flawless throughout the entire Commonwealth Games. You have gone through completely undefeated, and just tell me, like, where are you going to go from here? Like, that's just absolutely amazing.
I'm not even thinking about tomorrow. I just want to enjoy today and think back to all the games. We, you know, we weren't perfect, but we've just always said we're going to stick together, and Emma's just led by example the whole time. She's amazing. She's such a great leader.
Definitely. And a big day for you, not only because you have a gold medal, but 150 caps as well. Like, that's historic in itself. Yeah. How is that for you?
I wasn't thinking about that at all, but it's just like the most amazing cherry on top, isn't it? Like, you just can't beat a gold medal. This is what I've been thinking about since I was 9 years old, since playing netball, and we've done it. And yeah, just thank you. And just amazing to have all the support here. Like in the other games, I felt like the Aussie crowd was so loud cheering against us, and in that one, all I could hear was our fans shouting and booing the umpires and getting into it. So it was just amazing.
Amazing. And if you had to select a moment which is probably your favourite throughout the 150 caps, would today top it off, do you think?
Oh, no doubt. Today's one of the best days. Yesterday and today, you just can't beat.
Jodie Gibson was part of the winning squad.
Absolutely unbelievable. It doesn't really feel real yet. I don't think I have any words to describe how I feel right now. I'm just so proud.
Helen Housby scored that unforgettable winning goal in the last second to give England the Commonwealth gold over Australia on the Gold Coast.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and you know, I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal. It's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now. And that gold medal, I mean, it looks pretty ace on you. How does it feel?
It feels really good. It feels heavy. It just feels so surreal to have this around my neck. And I'm just so proud of the girls for delivering when we needed to.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Helen's mother, Gillian, was in an equal state of disbelief that the team had pulled off something so spectacular, as she told Sasha.
Gillian Housby, Helen scored the winning shot in the Commonwealth final. She's a gold medal Commonwealth champion. How do you feel?
You will. And I can't believe it. Yeah, it is real. I've seen it happen. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Undefeated the whole game. It's just been so fabulous. It's unreal. It's just brilliant.
Can you imagine
for the girls? It's brilliant for Helen, the team, all of us.
Can you imagine when she first started playing netball that now today she'd, you know, score the winning goal, have a gold medal?
No, not at all. Not really. Not until she got into the England and I thought, yeah, she's going places. And I knew she was good. I did. Just didn't know how good, and today it just proved it. The last seconds, no. immense, absolutely.
She's our golden girl. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
On her return to the UK, Ebony Beckford Chambers told us how impressed she was at the support from back home.
It was absolutely nerve-wracking. I think you'll see me on the transverse line, literally standing there just willing the goal to go in, and literally it was just absolutely electric. And the moment we realised we'd actually done it, we'd won, we'd beaten Australia on Australian turf, it was just absolutely incredible. It's just a testament to the hard work that's gone on behind the scenes, and hopefully this will inspire some of the younger generation who are in England. Hopefully it'll get women going back to netball, picking up the sport just to see how electrifying it is. But with the World Cup next year, it gives us, the team, the real confidence to go on and say, we can do this. The support, not only on social media, but through the messages that we've had, it's just been absolutely incredible. And I think when we were flying home, we saw the press. It's just been more than what we expected. But I think it's just great to drive netball towards the top as women's sport in this country. I think it's just great that it's all inclusive. You play it from school level, and it's just nice to see that everyone's getting behind us, and hopefully it'll grow more and more as we move across the forthcoming years.
Nat Haythornthwaite recognised the importance the gold medal had in raising awareness of the sport.
Young girls and boys both came to the airport to greet us, so it's just incredible. We want to inspire them, but they also inspire us to keep getting better and keep working harder and building the profile of netball.
As for Jade Clark, she was still in a dream world.
I feel like I've been dreaming for the last few days. This is what I've been thinking about for 16 years of playing for England, and for it to finally happen, it just doesn't feel real. I'm 34 now, but I just want to keep going until my legs won't go anymore, because I knew this is what the team was capable of, and we've finally done it. And I just want to say thanks to all the support we've had at home as well. I feel like everyone's been on this journey with us. Everyone has been with us since the heartbreak 4 years ago in Glasgow. And for just this group to keep going, we said we're going to be tough, we said we're going to be resilient, and we've finally done it. I knew we were capable of a gold medal, but I didn't expect what the reaction would be at home. But I feel like women's sport is just going from strength to strength. Cricket, the hockey, we're just setting a good example as women's sports, and that, I think it does need to be equal, showing men and women on TV, and I hope that's the way it's going, and may it go from strength to strength. When you think about these moments and you think how good it's going to feel, and it feels even better than you can ever imagine.
There was loads of press for the players as they returned home. Beth Cobden spoke to the BBC's Victoria Derbyshire.
Sort of wondering when it's going to start coming down, really. It's just been absolutely amazing. We were quite overwhelmed when we come home, haven't we? We weren't really sure of what was going on back at home, and because when you're there, you're just in a little bubble. So to have the response we've had has just been incredible.
And Jodie Gibson also joined the programme to walk them through that ridiculously amazing final moment.
I was like gripping onto Kiddie and Corbin, like couldn't watch. You was on the other side of the court because Beth's on the court. She turned away. And then when we seen Helen put that final goal in, just tears came down. We're screaming, crying, running onto the court. Yeah, there was just incredible scenes that I will never forget.
What about you, Beth?
I was sort of in the defensive end, so and I just couldn't watch it because it was a penalty pass or shot, so it has to be taken once the whistle's gone. And so I just turned to Jeeva, our goalkeeper, and I was like, I can't watch. And then she was like, we scored! So jumping around.
But seconds before that, Helen had missed it, hadn't she?
Yeah.
Luckily, you got a penalty because of obstruction.
She obstructed, and then the whistle had gone, but because the penalty had been called already, you still get to take it. So if she'd missed it, it would have gone into extra time. But yeah, thankfully, she got it in.
On Good Morning Britain, Ben Shepherd asked Kadeen and Ebony that all-important question.
Where have you been keeping them since you've got home?
On my chest. I wore mine all the way home. I didn't take it off on the plane. Next to it.
And since you've got home, is it under the pillow? Where'd you put something like that?
It just stays around. It's there all the time.
It's just welded on, and rightly so.
Sarah Bayman was part of that commentary team, and she told us how she thinks the game has grown since that iconic gold medal moment.
It's been a whirlwind year since England winning Com Games. And I don't even really remember much of it, if I'm being honest. Just, I remember that winning goal, I remember people going mad. But then, since then, I think the shift in momentum has been huge across the country. And now having a home World Cup, it's really important that we put on an amazing World Cup first and foremost, and you know, we perform well in it, and that doesn't mean we have to win it, but you know, we need to make sure that media attention stays on Liverpool and on the World Cup for as long as possible, and England going far in that tournament will help with that. And afterwards, I think we'll hopefully see this swell of interest increase even more, and netball getting to where it should be in terms of sponsorship and media coverage and just being within the national consciousness. So yeah, exciting times. It's nice that it's been a year and we can kind of mark that, and it's also nice that we've got such a huge tournament to look forward to in Liverpool. So yeah, all good things coming for netball.
After winning gold with the Roses at her fifth Commonwealth Games, Jeeva Mentor spoke to the Netball Show last year about how she still has enormous pride in putting on the red dress.
I wouldn't be playing this game if I didn't have the same pride and honour to be able to sort of put on that England dress and step out on court and do my job, not just for my team, but for the country as well. And to be able to finally get my hands on from my very own gold medal, and as a team, we managed to achieve it after all the years that I've been doing it and all the years that I've been with some amazing netballers, and we've just fallen short at that final hurdle. For it to all come together this year, it's definitely fairy tale stuff and something that I'll never forget. And I'm just honoured that I could be part of such an amazing group that would be the first to not only make a final in the Commonwealth Games, but to win it and bring home a gold for the country and for everyone in back in the UK and who's been sort of supporting us along the way.
I hope you've got the cuddly mascot safe as well.
I have. I heard they're
mega rare.
Yeah, prized possessions there. Yeah, mega rare. And so I'm very honoured the fact that I've got a nice normal one, and I've also got a gold one as well. So yes, I've kept them together, and I've got my eyes on them as much as I have my gold medal, because I hear sometimes they go walkies as well.
I even got in touch with Nat's mum and just said, "Oh, if there's any spare in the airport, I'll have one."
Please,
and she was
me.
Like, "No, they're literally all sold out."
Yeah, I heard that someone had to get, I think it was a parent trying to get some for her kids. She had to drive an hour and a half down the road to a different airport, go through customs to be able to buy it in their news agents. Like, none of the other shops around locally had any left. They're a sought after item.
Players I've spoken to in the past can either watch and embrace every second of key games and finals. Others would just rather keep the memories in their head and how they saw it. Mm. How's that for you?
I think for me, I've always been about the feeling. And there's almost small moments. It's like if you're watching back a movie and just watching the trailers, little snippets. And for me, I've got the feeling that I had throughout different patches of the game and the feeling, obviously, that I had afterwards and that pure elation. But there's almost little moments of looking at eye contact, so looking at my wing defence or my goal defence in the eye, whenever we've turned over the ball or ball's got through our gap, or being able to send a passage of play all the way through the court and the shooter's finishing it off. So yeah, I'm definitely probably a little bit of a mix of having that sort of vision in my head and also the feeling, but definitely very much about what it felt like out there and to be in that sort of environment.
Amma has been speaking to the Netball Show about her Commonwealth Games memories.
My memory's really bad. I remember we won a medal.
And you lost your voice.
yeah, actually true. But yeah, it's a year, it seems a long time ago now. I guess netball
came alive in the UK, which is great. There's lots of netball fans who know netball's been around for ages, but I guess a wider audience picked up on netball. But yeah, that was a year ago, and the World Cup's coming up, and so that's behind us, and we've got lots of things to work for and work towards. But at the moment, everyone's just focused on their domestic competition.
Do you remember much about the final itself?
Not really. I remember it was like the ebbs and flows and things like that, and then I just remember near the end and putting my hands to my head thinking, oh my gosh, we've missed the shot, and then getting another opportunity. But yeah, not lots within the final.
And the big massive pylon, you must remember.
I think I only remember the pylon because there's photos of it, but I don't actually remember doing it at the time.
A lot of people, when they reach like big parts of the sport in history, they can watch it back with obviously a bit of pride, or others just take the memories from the actual day. What about you?
Yeah, I haven't watched the game back. One day I will, but I'm just not ready to go through it all. Yeah, so I guess I've just got my memories as they are remembered in my mind, which is not very much. But yeah, so I just have my memories from the day.
The nice thing is, though, ever since everybody got back, we've seen that increase in awareness, obviously improvements to attendance in leagues as well, which was a key factor.
Yeah, I think that's the benefits of winning a medal, is that you want increased sponsorship, you want increased participation, you want more people getting to watch matches near them, and those things are starting to happen. We want more, and we always want more, but it's a start, and it's just how we improve it from here and move forwards.
Netball World Cup just around the corner. How are you for that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to get fit, want to get selected. So at the moment, that's my main aim, and that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, if I get myself in the right physical and mental space, then hopefully I could be selected, and then I'll stop worrying about how we manage to win the World Cup.
Is everything all right going on that?
Yeah.
Am I prying or?
No. I've just been rehabbing from my ankle injury, yeah. And it was quite a bad ankle injury. But yeah, it's almost. I'm almost near the end of rehab, so hopefully I'll be allowed on the court sometime soon.
I think for an England netball, change of direction is imperative in our athletes, and that is something that we measure them on against international competition. I think what is really different about the Mizuno shoe is the grip and flex. In netball, it's really important when the girls plant a foot and move, that is just one consistent movement, and over 60 minutes, that gains so much advantage over the opposition.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
If you look at our attacking players, who they tend to favour a real light, speedy shoe where the grip and flex really gets them changing direction quite quickly to lose their opponents. Where our defenders, where power, strength, stability and support tend to go for the heavier shoe, where that is really crucial. They're so passionate about improving performance, and they've really shown that in working with each of our individual athletes in respect to how they can make small gains and improve their performance.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Natalie Morris.
And I'm Sasha Shipway.
And it is exactly 1 year since the historic Commonwealth Games where we won gold, and it was amazing. I can't believe a whole year has passed. That is insane. Where do you think we are now compared to where we are a year ago? What have we learnt and how much have we grown since that time, Sasha?
Oh, astronomically.
I think it's so difficult. Like, it's the sport is unrecognisable from where it was before we won gold in comparison to where it is now in England in particular. Like, the fact that so much has changed. We've got Nike sponsorship, which is huge. It's so big. Vitality renewed their sponsorship with us, which is, you know, great for the sport, because in England in particular, it does rely on sponsorship in order to run like a business. We won BBC Sports Personality Team of the Year and Greatest Sporting Moment. Matches are now being shown on YouTube. We're having our players, they're recognised. Their faces are, you know, we're on the front and back pages of newspapers. They're on TV, chat shows. They have become names in their own right. So, and before that, they were not like that at all. And yeah, netball has just received greater awareness and greater attention from both the public, from fans who probably love it even more as a result of the gold medal, and from people who didn't even know what netball was, and they saw that moment and they were like, wow, this sport is kind of cool. And you're like, yes it is.
I know. It is. And it has taken so long for people to realise that. It's so frustrating. But I'm so glad that we've had this kind of tipping point now where we can actually, it kind of has legitimised the sport in a kind of wider sense for people who aren't necessarily netball heads to begin with. And I think that's probably the most important element of the legacy of the Commonwealth Games. And I think some of the best kind of commentary and reaction that I've seen on Twitter has been from people, a lot of men who, you know, who have said things like, oh, wow, like I didn't know anything about this sport. I haven't seen it since, you know, I was at school, and then, you know, I'm a big fan now and I've been watching the Super League. And I think that is the whole point. That is what we have to kind of applaud ourselves for doing. Like, this is more than a gold medal. This is bigger than that. It means so much more than that moment for this sport, and for the growth of it, I think, as well.
Yeah, totally. I was actually going to mention that as well. Like, netball has grown, and it was a positive thing to happen for the sport itself, to change the world order. The fact that we moved up to second in the world, and for the very first time, it wasn't Australia and New Zealand who were taking the top two spots. You know, like, that is good for the sport because it means it's exciting. It means that you want to watch it and you're not going to know who's going to win, when previously you could just watch a game and be like, oh, you know, Australia are going to beat South Africa or going to beat England. And now that is not the case at all. It's so much tighter. The sport has advanced so much and it's just really exciting. It is thrilling. And I think people who watched it previously kind of have renewed excitement for it, and people who've never seen it are now paying attention because it is so thrilling at the moment.
Absolutely. Like you say, it has just opened up the international game completely, and that is so important, because it does get stagnant if it's just a two-horse race like that. There's only so far it can grow when that is the case, and that continues to be the case. It just makes it seem limited and less exciting, and the only way to draw in new crowds and new interest from people is to have that element of the unexpected, is to have these surprise upset wins that, you know, that no one sees coming. And that's what makes the sport so brilliant, and that's what the domestic game is like, you know, all the time. The Super League has always been like that, but to have that on the international stage, on that level up, is crucially important. And I think that win, the Commonwealth Games gold medal win for us, was a huge playmaker in switching up that world order, and it just sent a message out to everyone in the sport that they have to up their game. And I think to Australia and to New Zealand, they can't just sit back and rest on the laurels of their history and their own legacies within their own countries now, because everyone's pushing up. We're pushing up, Jamaica are, the African nations are, and I think it's just going to improve the game in, like, so much, because everyone now has that taste of beating Australia and beating New Zealand. They know it can be done. Whereas before, I think if your only goal is to try to maybe get to a semi-final and you know there's no chance in hell that you're getting any further than that, it kind of, I don't know, maybe you don't try as hard. But if you think, do you know what? We could have Australia, we could have New Zealand. Like, you're going to train harder, you're going to push yourselves, and you're going to be like, this is going to be our year. And I think if everyone's doing that, just how exciting is that? That's amazing.
I know, so thrilling. And I think it's amazing for younger players for England who are coming up in the pathway, and the other nations who are catching up as well, because for the first time, they have a team in front of them who have done it, who are world beaters, who have won gold, whereas we never, ever had that previously. So it's just so inspiring. But now, if you had to pick one thing that has changed as a result of that gold medal that has been so positive or the most positive thing, what do you think you would pick?
That is a good question. I think it's about attitudes. And I think... So the exposure that that moment got, and I think obviously it was helped by the girls' reaction, how they all screamed and jumped on each other. And it was like the most iconic kind of few minutes, like, and that final buzzer, like the fact that it was a one goal win as well. Like you couldn't write it any more perfectly as a winning moment in sport. And I think because everything fit together so well, it made it such a kind of shareable kind of package that was so perfect for social media and so perfect for Twitter and Instagram. And it just, I think that and the exposure that moment has got has just really shifted so many people's attitudes towards this sport. And I think we all know the old stereotypes and the old kind of boring attitudes that people have, that it's a sport for little girls and you can't move and it's not fast and it's not exciting and it's a primary school sport. And I think to have that moment replayed so many times on so many major platforms did such an incredible job in undoing some of those archaic kind of stereotypes and did some really good work in unpicking those negative images of the sport. And I think that's probably the most important thing for me. It's changed how people see netball. If you say netball, it's changed the connotations of what that means for a lot of people. What would you say?
I like that. Yeah, I think for me it's similar. It's got to be the media coverage and the fact that for the first time their faces were on the front of the papers, the back of the papers.
Yeah.
And it was just like such a big moment and everyone got behind it and everyone was like, oh, talking about it. Did you see that? Wow, how amazing was that?
Yeah.
And I think that, it's set a precedent now where, as you know, we have the Netball World Cup coming up and we hope that the players will be profiled more as they had been. I remember opening up a paper and it had the faces of all of the girls. With like where they were from, what degree they'd done or where they were working. And I was like, yes, this is what people need to know. They need to sort of get to know these girls and see how hard they're working. A lot of them are doing degrees or working alongside training to be on a national team, which a lot of people just couldn't do that. It's so challenging. And to see that type of media coverage where people are invested in their personalities, who they are and the team and, their future, that for me is just totally amazing because it means that the sport will keep growing as it needs to.
Definitely. Yeah, I completely, completely agree with that. The media coverage has been absolutely huge and absolutely crucial. And that is going to be something key going forward that we need to keep building on to ensure the growth even further. But I think one of the nicest things about the Commonwealth Games were the performances that we saw from some of the individual roses. Like, we saw such incredible things from them, and it's just really encouraging going into the World Cup year to know that we've got that breadth and depth on the bench that we can pull so many different combinations on and pull out incredible performances. Was there anyone from the Commonwealth Games that was a standout kind of performer for you?
I think I do always think of Beth Cobden because I feel like wing defence is one of those positions which is completely underrated.
Yes.
But if you have an effective wing defence, they make a huge difference on the court. And she was like the kind of player where you wouldn't necessarily like really, really notice her, but then she would get a few really, really impressive interceptions and she was just constantly on it and putting pressure on and then would cause there to be interceptions further down the court and like do what you need a defender to do essentially. And because she's so young and it was just so great to see her play and I was thinking, this is amazing. She was one of the young players who went in and yet she managed to get into the starting seven and she proved herself every time. And that is amazing because this, like, the psychological strength it takes to be like, oh my God, I've been selected for England.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm the starting seven. This is a Commonwealth Games. But to go on and prove it and to actually smash it is it's difficult to do, and I thought she did exceptionally well.
She did. Was amazing, and I have to agree with you on the wing defense thing, because like as a goalkeeper I'm like, if my wing defense works hard I get all the glory, so it's like
it'd be like wing defenses, the interception, thank you.
Yeah wing defenses do all of the work to make me and my goal defense look good, and they don't get enough recognition whatsoever, so I'm a big champion of the wing defense and all the like hard work they do around the edge of the circle, which is very, very helpful for me. But yeah, Beth is incredible, and she's got a fantastic future ahead of her. And I think her, you know, going to the other side of the world to play as well is just a testament to how good she is and how much potential she has. And I'm excited to see actually how much she's going to have learned and how much she's going to have progressed since last year. And, you know, being abroad as well, I think she'll learn a lot from being out there and playing with those players. Similarly, Nat Haythornthwaite as well. Like, obviously, she's out there this season too, which is very exciting. Obviously, brilliant for her. What an achievement. And I think just great. I think the more players we can get out there following, you know, after the Commonwealth Games, getting them over there to get even more experience, I think is just brilliant. And I'm really excited to see what they're going to do this year.
Yes, me too. And it's good that we have Nat and Helen playing in the same team, because for us, that's for the England squad, it's going to be it's priceless to have them playing week in, week out together rather than just at training camps. But also, you can't like talk about the Commonwealth Games and also not mention Serena Guthrie's vitriolic speech, which really spurred them on. Do you remember seeing that?
Yes, she was amazing. I love her passion. She's actually like the coolest person ever. Like, I love her on court, I love her off court. I just honestly, she is so inspirational. I think she needs to be like the face of everything from now on. Like, I want to see her in the paper, and because she's just so cool. Like, she's like a DJ, and she's like
wow,
and like wants to start a pizza business. I'm just like, you're just a very interesting person.
And she has a sausage dog. Like,
yeah, you know, like what?
A sausage dog.
How can you be that talented and that cool and have a sausage dog? Like, that's not fair. You can't have all of those things, and it's just not fair. And also, you know, just casually superhumanly talented as well. Like, you know, the way she flies around court and does things that no person has any right to be able to do. I'm like, well, how did you even get there? You were nowhere near that ball.
A game and you're like, if Serena Guthrie has not fallen and rolled on the floor at least five times, it's not a proper game of netball, I'll be honest with you.
Exactly. Is it even netball if she hasn't done that? Obviously she was phenomenal throughout the whole of the Commonwealth Games, and just like so impressive and impactful, but also just a joy to watch because she just elevated the game. She brought this different energy, and like it's really inspirational. Like, when I work out now, if I'm at training, I think about some of the drives she does and some of the interceptions she gets on the end of. I'm like, I want that for my performance. I want my team to be doing things like that. And it's really inspirational. And I think she is the kind of player that we need to see more of. And we need to, we should be having profile interviews with her. We should be pushing her forward and, you know, getting her everywhere because we love her.
Yeah, we do. My gosh. So there we go. 1 year on from Commonwealth Games gold. We love the players. We love the sport. And we just think it's just going to keep getting better, really.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno. Can you believe it's 1 year on from the Commonwealth Games gold medal? Thank you for following us through all of our episodes as we take you through the netball journey. If you liked the episode or if you like the podcast, remember to give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast, and we'll speak to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to go on the winning goal. It's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Diva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.